This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
The great thing about SGA, of the many great things, what I really like is he is delivering and fulfilling everything I've been told Jason Tatum does, but doesn't really. Last year, the Celtics go on their championship run. Jaylen Brown's the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. Jaylen Brown's the Finals MVP. And Jaylen Brown's the aggressor. And often the initiator. SGA wants the ball, is always the aggressor. And he plays Williams, Holmgren. He's got multiple great players around him, but he is clearly the alpha. And that's all I ever asked with Tatum and got pushback. You know, I'm holding Jason Tatum to the standard you guys all lectured me on for years on LeBron when LeBron didn't take the shot. He's the alpha. He's the one. If he wants to be MJ, he's got to always take the shot. Okay, well, that's the standard of SGA and Jokic right now.
It's Colin Cowherd discussing SGA and Jason Tatum. Who would you take out of those two? You take Tatum.
Yeah.
You're taking Tatum over SGA. I would.
Yeah. I think Jokic is the only one I think is like unanimously the best player in the league. And I think you can really argue over 2, 3, and 4. Right? I mean, I think there's probably still some people saying Giannis. I think SGA had the best season. So he did. I mean, well, I still think Jokic had the best season. But of the next group down.
Yeah.
You could say SGA is the MVP of the league, but I don't know. Tatum's already won it. This is a lot of projection. I mean, I know he's 4 wins away from it, so maybe he'll be on that same tier with him, same age, like winning it. But I would take Tatum over SGA.
I also would take Tatum over SGA, even knowing the injury situation. I do think that last part, though, by Cowherd is fair. Like, we hold LeBron to this standard. Yep. He doesn't want to rise up at the biggest moment. He isn't hitting the shot at the biggest moment. I said that about LeBron plenty of times. So if that's the standard, has Tatum hit that? I mean, I think that's a fair point. But I don't really know that SGA's hit that. Like, when has SGA hit that?
No.
SGA just walks to the foul line and his team wins by 30 points. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know that SGA's really done that.
No, it's a tough watch. But he'll be the guy on the MVP. And if he wins the finals, like, he'll go into next year being like, he's the guy. And I don't know. I mean, Cowherd talks about how, you know, last year Brown was finals MVP, which is true. But the first time they made it to the finals, like, who was the Eastern Conference Finals?
No, fair point.
Like, in that moment, we were like, Tatum was the guy. He led them there. And then, obviously, they lost. That sort of changes things. And that ended up hurting him a little bit more, I think, nationally than even not even getting there was the bad finals. But, no, I mean, these guys are both there at the top. And SGA, and you saw it firsthand, too, like, because there's a lot of people that want to put, like, Anthony Edwards on that list. But, like, SGA clearly...
Yeah,
it's way more deserving of that already.
I think we can end the Anthony Edwards is the next face of the league debate. I think that one.
Well, at least for now.
We can settle that down.
But he's also a lot younger than these other guys, too. So, like, he has been kind of vaulted up there early, but he has a couple more years. Even, like, 3 years from now, if he gets to the finals, he's doing it at the same pace as
SGA Tatum. Yeah. No, that's fair. We are live at the Lobster Bar in Newport, Rhode Island. Chuck in New Hampshire is here. He stopped by, and he said he was looking forward, and this is true. He said he was looking forward to seeing Keith eat.
Yeah.
And it's quite a show. Their lobster roll is gone. It's gone.
Yeah.
There's only like a couple of fries left on
the
plate.
I was pacing myself.
Are you going to eat those lemons?
I might eat the lemons. Who knows?
I had like a couple of bites of this.
I thought you wanted that to warm yourself up.
Well, I did. I'm not a monster. I didn't just rip through the food.
You got to eat during the break. It's unprofessional.
No, that's true.
So eat during the break.
Big shout out to the Lobster Bar, though. Wonderful lunch. We're here until 2. I spied Tim Welsh over at the bar. You want to come grab a seat? We'll talk some hoops with former Providence head coach Tim Welsh. Let's give him a nice little round of applause. I like it. High noon on Jones and Keefe. Not his first time here on the program, but we do expect a lot of changes out of the Celtics. Figure it'd be a good time to talk some NBA with a guy who knows basketball, unlike us. We just pretend like we know
that's
what we're talking about. So that's where we're at. Is he all set up over there? You're good? You can hear us?
Loud and clear.
Love it.
Good. Welcome to the program.
You've been here before, Tim?
I have never been here.
You never came
here. Can we turn this down? I mean,
oh yeah, you're,
we actually we
first time on with a headset on.
We actually witnessed a rehearsal for a wedding out here on the
okay.
On the
let's stop for a second before we get going.
Yeah,
I came bearing gifts.
How about this?
What?
You
exciting.
Come down to my turf.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come into my home.
Yeah.
It's the only reason we had you on. So yeah, this is good
all
for
right.
the gifts.
First, it's multi-dimensional reasons why.
Okay.
First, you know, I know the whole City Connect deal. With you, Rich?
It's not going great.
And I heard Sam Kennedy say we're going to vet some of your takes.
Yeah.
And I do remember. I told Adam this. I told you this. I'm a big fan. So I do remember some of the John Farrell stuff.
Yeah, it probably wasn't the best.
I took notes.
Yeah.
I did take notes. So Meter and I, on Sundays, we can grind a little bit.
Okay.
So I came with you first.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at this.
Wow.
Oh, I love it. How about this?
The Tim Welsh basketball camp.
Wow. Thank you very much.
I know the littles are a little young yet.
How about that?
You can send them down to the camp once they get, you know.
I love it.
They can tie their own sneakers.
Yep, they're getting
and,
there.
And we'll give them the Odyssey discount.
I love it. Thank
Adam,
you very much.
I like
how about this?
What is it, same thing?
Yeah, look of course.
That. Heck look. Yeah.
Well, that is very kind.
That blue's going to pop.
That is a good. That's a nice looking shirt.
Makes my eyes pop.
That is excellent.
You know, I went to, this is a former PC player. I went to the Dickie Simpkins basketball camp back in the day at.
I don't want to spill your milk here.
Salve Regina? I forget where that was, but Dickie Simpkins had Grant Hill.
Okay.
He had Juwan Howard.
Dickie had some camps around the area. You know,
and young Adam Jones, missing a lot of layups.
He's a great guy. He's still involved. He's out of Chicago. He does a lot of games on Fox.
Oh, nice.
He does a lot of the Providence games, actually. He's a regular analyst for Fox College Basketball.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? How are you guys doing? Everything good?
Good. Much better with lunch. We had a big night last night out and around.
Hojo was fine. I had John.
Yes.
Good.
Yeah, I took a nice soak in the hot tub.
You
see my regeneration going on.
Big, great area. No, it's, we're usually right over here at 22 Bowen or across the street at the Black Pearl.
Yeah.
But it's beautiful. Beautiful. Everything,
wonderful.
Everything's great. It's
wonderful,
great. We're about 20
spot.
Minutes from here, so it's – it's nice to come down and see you guys. Thanks for having us.
Of course. We were watching a little bit of the NBA last night, Eastern Conference Final. You did a lot of Halliburton games, right? You were telling me this?
Yeah.
When he was at Iowa State?
Mostly my league the last 10 years at ESPN is the Big 12. So I did a lot of Iowa State games both his years. I think he was there 2 years.
Yep, that sounds right.
And kind of unheralded when he got there. He had the hitch in his shot and, ugly at times. He had to be wide open. It was almost a set shot when he first got there. And, I always loved him.
Why do you think he's polarizing? Like his peers voted him the most overrated player in the league. Why do you think he is so polarizing?
I don't get it. I mean, a lot of things have changed over the years. Of course, when you become a star, things change a little bit. I still think he's pretty grounded. The one thing I was really surprised about was his dad in the end of the Milwaukee series, because I had met his parents. His parents used to come to every game. They lived in Wisconsin. Well,
they're still going to games.
Well, when they're allowed.
When they're allowed, yeah, that's
but
true.
In college, really, that's a rarity. When you live in Wisconsin, you play in Ames, Iowa. I mean, not easy place to get to. Very nice parents. Very grounded kid, too. I mean, everybody loved him at Iowa State. Teammates, players, coaches, administrators. You know, just the nicest guy in the world. And I think he still is. I think I heard him last night. I mean, he can get a little over the top here after the wins, the chokes thing. I was a little surprised at. But, you know, he's...
if that would have been a game-winning shot, that would have been so awesome.
Yeah.
But they still had to go to overtime.
He is beloved in Indiana.
Yeah.
He's in Indianapolis, and I do know Rick well. Rick and I actually, Rick Carlisle and I grew up together, so I've known Rick since I was 10, and Rick loves him. Rick absolutely loves him. He plays the game the way Rick likes it to be played.
Yeah.
You know, share the ball, push pace, get it up and down. That's one of the reasons they lost last night. They couldn't get it out in transition. But, yeah, I don't know. I think he's just he's right there, I think, as far as one of the top stars in the league. You know, made the Olympic team, didn't play much. But that doesn't matter. He's still young. He's still young, and this could be his coming out party. But they still have some business to take care of.
I was going to say, give the Knicks a chance, or is this over?
No, I give them a chance. Yeah. I do. I mean, Scott Foster walks out there tomorrow night. We'll know what's going on. Right. I mean, last night was a little rough, too. I mean, the Knicks were very physical defensively. I mean, their pickup points were very high. They pressed a little bit. Mm. Tibbs used his bench. Oh, my God. I turned the game on in the middle of beginning of the second quarter, and I'm like, looking at these guys, who are they? Yeah. I didn't even know who they were. 44. I had to pull out my roster card. The Knicks, yeah. You know, we don't know every player in the NBA, you know. But I thought it was smart for him to do that last night. You know, you start the second quarter, you've got Brunson on the bench, and he kind of flip-flopped Brunson and Towns, so he didn't have that two weak links out there on the floor defensively. I thought that was a good move for him. But, you know, in the take me to the top part of the game, finish it off third quarter is what you need to do, what they needed to do, and then Brunson just took over.
What do you think the Celtics do this offseason? Last time we talked, they were trying to battle their way back in against the Knicks in the second round. They're out. They're eliminated. Tatum's now hurt. What would you do if you were Brad Stevens? Where would you start?
Well, I don't know anything. I'm just looking from afar and talking to some people that I know were previous part of the ownership group. And a minority end. You can't be where they're going to be. I mean, Wick said this back to Greg Hill back in the spring. You just can't. You can't do it. These guys aren't going to do it. They're not going to deal with their hearts. They're going to deal with their business acumen.
Yeah.
And acumen. And, you know, the thing about them is I think they're going to come into a room and they're going to give Brad a number, say, get to this number and figure out a good basketball team. Where that leads, I don't think anybody knows. I think Brad's going to do the best to get the best quality back because he doesn't want to lose. He doesn't want to go into the tank. He doesn't want to go into the lottery. But I believe in him. I really believe in him. He's one of the smartest basketball guys I've ever been around, and he's level-headed. He's good at his job at an early age. I mean, right out of the gate, he was very good at doing what he's never done before. So I have complete confidence he will do that, and I think they do too, and that's what they'll say is, okay, here's the number, get to this number, and then figure out a good team.
So if it's Jaylen Brown, Derek White, maybe whoever Brad Stevens can get in some of these other trades, what does that look like? Is that a team that's – to me, I think it's a playoff team. I mean, it's not a contending team, but it is – the expectation should at least still be like a winning season playoffs, right?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Indiana, I mean, you know – can you match that as far as talent?
I mean, I think so.
I don't think you're that far away from that.
Yeah, I don't either. So, 45, 50 wins, get into the playoffs. Like, even scaling it back, you still have Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think that's roughly what they should be.
Find some pieces that fit. That's all. You know, basketball still is a game of chemistry. Everybody said, you know, make, miss, and all this other stuff, but it's still chemistry. You look at Indiana, and when they're balanced, and Mathurin scores, and Siakam gives you help, and they get help from their bench, and McConnell comes in and gives you minutes. I mean, you put the pieces together, and I think that's where Brad is really good because he's a coach. He's a coach. That's why I think he put this team together. He put it together properly, and he knew the pieces with Smart and Time Lord and those guys.
It
didn't work. He knew that. He coached them. He knew it.
Right.
And he knows how to put a good team together. I mean, going back to his teams that when he was a coach at Butler, it's like, who are these guys? But they all fit, and they were tough, and they shared the ball, and they all knew their roles. And the NBA isn't – we all know you got to have stars on the court, but they will have stars. They'll at least have one with Jaylen Brown.
What do you think of Joe Mazzulla now that we've seen him for 3 years? Because the first year, I felt like there was a lot of times where we'd be screaming about timeouts. We'd be screaming about certain fourth quarter lineup combinations that he would use. Last year, talking about, well, I guess 2 years ago, really wasn't much of it. Like they kind of cruised. They were great. They only lost one game in each round of the postseason or would sweep. Then now you have this year where there's a bunch of injuries, but I feel like some of the questions kind of crept up again with him. How do you sort of view the 3 years and where we're headed with Mazzulla?
I think that Joe's a very good young coach. I think he studies the game. He works hard. The players like him, which is, and respect him. And that's a good combination. Obviously, you're going to be liked and respected, and I think both of those are in play. I also think that as a young coach, you got to keep getting better. You know, I think back to even back when we started. I was 34 as my first head coaching job, and then 10 years later, how much more I knew. Mm-hmm. You know, just from studying the game, talking to coaches, and Brad's built in right there to be his mentor. And I think back to Eric Spoelstra when he first started at Miami. He looked like he should be a lifeguard on South Beach.
We were working together at the time, and I remember being super critical of Spoelstra. Yeah. Now, right, he's arguably the best coach in the league.
And Pat Riley coached him up.
Yeah.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah.
I'm sure Pat Riley coached him up, and I'm sure Brad will keep coaching Joe up. And I think he's made huge improvements. And you can't just throw a good coach out the window because of a couple of situations in the playoffs. You got to stick with him, especially at a young age. And I always say, well, who are you going to get? Who's going to come in here and is Jason Tatum going to like and play for? And that's so important. And Joe has that part, I think, already solved. And he's got most of the basketball stuff solved. All the threes, I think you got to pair it back.
Well, so this is what I was going to ask. Yeah, so play style-wise, he has things to learn and things he has to improve as a head coach. It might go above the head coach. Like, I understand that might be more of an organizational philosophy. It might go all the way to Brad Stevens where they're launching these threes. But what can Joe do to scale that back? How do they scale it back? Because I agree with you. I think they need to.
Yeah, I think you just have to have a balance. You have to, you know, I remember Brad saying the best shot is a dunk or the best shot is a layup. But, you know, you also know that you have to play the three ball game because that's part of the game now. And it's simple math. But there has to be balance. I think the Pacers are another great example. They're averaging, I think, 30, 31 threes a game, but they score 130 points, you know, because they're running and they're, you've got to build that into your program. I think with film watching and analyzing every game, what's a good shot, what's a bad shot, and put that into your players' heads. I don't remember, you know, everyone talks about the easy road last year, but I don't remember these threes just raining down. I don't know the exact numbers, what the average was a year ago.
It's gone up every year.
Yeah, it's gone up. Yeah. So I think, obviously, we know you got to play that game, but there's got to be a balance. If there's not a balance, you're going to beg into the defense and put too much reliance on that, and then you have some off nights and you're going to lose like they did. And, you know, you look at the Knicks. Last night they played good defense, but they're not a good defensive team. And when you're playing as a poor defensive team, you have to take advantage of those mismatches and those things out on the floor you can go and attack. And I think that's why Indiana has this lead in the series, because they put Brunson in a position where he's had to guard, and he's not a great defender, and then Towns as well.
Do you think with Jaylen Brown sort of being the centerpiece of the offense next year and not Tatum, maybe just by that fact the threes will come down? I feel like Brown is a little bit more of an attack player than Tatum.
Yeah, I think you saw it in Game 5.
Yeah.
I think you saw more of a balance. Just overall, not just balance of threes and twos, but balance of scoring, sharing the ball, more movement. Kind of Indiana-like, where Indiana's always has, you know, listen, they go into their iso ball too with Halliburton, but they also have a lot of cutting, they have a lot of spacing, the ball moves and the players move, and I still think basketball is basketball. And listen, Joe came up in a coach's family, the coach's son. He played for John Beilein. All they did was run motion. And Bob Huggins is an excellent coach. He knows the game. He's not going to sit there and say, okay, and be stuck in the mud. I think he thought this was the way to go. And the players, I think, really believed that this is how we're going to win. More than even Joe, I think probably if you sat him down in a dark room, he'd say, yeah, we shot too many in the series.
So we're talking about Indiana. I think it's interesting because I don't view them as the most talented team. And so how are they on the cusp of getting to the NBA Finals, maybe winning a championship, for all I know? You highlighted Carlisle, which, okay, let's say Mazzulla will add to the offense and they'll add more cutting to the offense and he's capable of doing that. not that you're going to find a Tyrese Haliburton this offseason, but I know Wiggy's been big on this. Do you think they need a point, like a more pure point guard, like someone who can run an offense? Because they right now Tatum runs a lot of it. I know he won't do that next year. Do you think they need a more traditional setup? Would that help them with not just bombing away, gunning threes?
Yes, I think, well, Holiday is a point guard, but they didn't play him at the point. You know, right. He kind of played right. off the ball. He's always been a point guard his whole career. But he's not the prototypical like you're talking about, Adam. Like,
they need a God Sham God is what I'm saying. That's what they need. They need a God Sham God. Exactly.
Yeah, those guys are hard to find. You know, you look around the league, and it's a speed game, too. And you look at Indiana, how many times does Haliburton get the ball right off the glass on his own? He rebounds the ball and pushes himself. And they get easy baskets because, you know, they flood the floor and they run to the rim. Speed point guard, a push point guard, a guy can get anywhere he wants to go off the bounce. Yes, absolutely. If you can find one, I don't know where you find one. But, you know, Brad is good at that. Brad is good about finding those pieces that can fit in. And he doesn't have to be an all-star. Just somebody that can change the look of your offense and give you a little bit more balance. So you can get easier baskets more. You know, in transition, when Tatum brings the ball to the floor, you're not getting easy baskets. I mean,
it's slow. I mean, it's deliberate a lot of times. He will take the ball off the rim and push it sometimes, but it's typically deliberate and slow.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's to your point. That's a good way to play. I mean, look at Brunson. I mean, Brunson's a guy in New York. You know, it's like here. They're going to criticize you when you lose, and he doesn't share the ball enough, and he's got to get more people involved, but. He puts pressure on the defense all the time, and if you do double him, he will give it up, and if not, he will push it himself in transition and give you that quick, fast look that you're looking for, that so you don't have to be over-relying on the three.
When we said we were coming on the show today, Courtney wanted me to ask you a question, and it was about Ed Cooley.
Oh.
She was saying, is it fair, kind of the response – that Ed Cooley has gotten after leaving Providence and going to Georgia?
Well, first of all, when BC grads send questions about the Friars, I'm always a little leery.
No, I get it.
No, I love
crap?
BC.
What is this?
Well, I got a lot. Well, Meter's a BC guy.
That's
so,
true.
You know,
true.
BC's great. No, it's we love Bill O'Brien, matter of fact, mm-hmm. the football coach mm-hmm. there. Since he's been there, I think he's done an unbelievable job. Listen, Eddie did a really, really great job at Providence. I mean, Hall of Fame type for in the Big East. He came in, the program was not in good shape when he came in, and he turned it right around. He brought enthusiasm. The building, we go to games now with my kids, and they can't wait to go back. You know, that's continued since Ed left.
Sure.
Because they sell out every game. Yep. You know, even when we were coaching, our best teams, you know, you're playing whoever, you know, Bemidji State in November, there's 4,000 people there. You go to those games now, there's 13,000 people there. They sell out every game. The students come. It's become a thing. And Ed created that. He really did. And the program, obviously, has been good back to the 70s when Joe Hassett was there, Dave Gavitt, and Ernie D. It's been a great program. It's got mm-hmm. tremendous tradition. But the fans over the years and the students, it's a small school. It's only 3,600 students. It's hard to get those students, you know, off their iPads and come downtown and go to the games. But they all do. And Ed created that, helped create that. And he did a great job. And divorces are never easy.
Right.
They're never
right.
easy. All type of coaching situations, it's never easy or a right or wrong way. There's no book or manual on how to leave a place. And maybe if he did it over, he'd maybe tweak a couple things that he'd change. But in the moment, you're so emotional about leaving a place you love, leaving a place you're from, to going somewhere where you want to go. And then on top of it, it's in the same league.
Well, so that's what I was going to say, too. Like, how much of it was just him leaving in general and how much of it was where he went?
Both.
Yeah.
It was both. And, you know, the timing of it, because the rumors started before the season ended. And, you know, but listen, I will tell you this. I don't know any coach that's not been contacted before the season's ended when the other jobs are open. It happens all the time. It just leaked out. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it leaks out through the school or through the agents or through the search firms or whatever. I think over time people will, and it's already trending that way will appreciate what Ed did for the program, and I hope they will, and I know they will. And, you know, I felt bad for him that first year. You know, last year, I don't even recall, it wasn't that bad last year, I don't believe, or as bad as the first year.
Not as bad as the first year, no.
And then, you know, the students, as time goes on, won't even remember who the heck he is because the students there now don't know who Ed Cooley is.
At
least in a couple of years when, you know, that class graduates. And I think the regular fan base, it's like anything else, you know, we're like, when we left, you know, like, oh, you know, that guy. And now, as time goes on, well, Coach, you're okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like anything else. You know, it's like you guys know. And pro sports the same way.
Definitely.
You know, every coach that leaves at the immediacy of it, it's like, oh, you know. And then when you come back over time, you understand what they did.
Yeah.
Where before we let you go, where can the people hear you here in Providence with Meter? They can hear you tomorrow, right?
Meter and the coach Sunday mornings.
Sunday.
7 to 9. We're going to get you guys up early one day and have you.
Don't make it after a road show, I'll tell you that.
You got young kids. I mean, come on.
That's true. That is true.
No, it's we're having fun with that. Meter's great, and we usually have a good guest on, and you know, Meter venting lately about the Red Sox.
Well, there's a lot to vent about.
I gotta put a stopgap in him. And he goes on. He's been going on and on for years.
Yeah.
And he goes deep into the minor league system.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So
I go Roman Anthony deep. That's as deep as.
Well, I heard you. Yeah. I had you on, of course, and I heard get in your car.
Yeah.
Back over to Worcester and let's get
That's on the agenda this week. The Red Sox have been given an ultimatum. That's on the agenda.
I mean,
this
come
week.
On.
Tim, we appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by.
All right. Anytime.
All right.
Thanks for having us. Great seeing you guys.
Thanks for the shirts. Wonderful shirts as well.
Yeah.
Can't wait to display these things. It is Meter and the coach on Sunday mornings, 103.7 in Providence. Billy Lane with all the latest in trending. Let's get back to the Patriots with all your phone calls. We are live at the Lobster Bar in Newport.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by FindMassMoney.gov. Red Sox were off last night and returned to action tonight, looking to snap a 5-game losing streak when the Sox begin a 3-game series with the Braves in Atlanta. First pitch is at 7:15. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming, Will Middlebrooks, and Lou Maloney right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Style Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito gets the ball in the series opener against the Braves' Grant Holmes. Don't forget to tune into the Mass Mutual Red Sox pregame show at Christian Arcand at 6:15. The Knicks stayed alive in the Eastern Conference Finals with a 111-94 Game 5 win over the Pacers at Madison Square Garden. Jalen Brunson led all scorers with 32 points. The Pacers still lead the series 3-2. Game 6 is tomorrow night in Indiana. It will be a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup Finals after the Oilers eliminated the Stars with last night's 6-3 Game 5 win. The Oilers will host the Panthers in Game 1 on Wednesday night. And tomorrow night, the New England Revolution will be in Canada taking on CF Montreal. Kickoff is at 7:30. So lots of things to celebrate this month, from Mother's Day to Memorial Day and finding money you didn't even know you had. You could have unclaimed money from a forgotten savings account, uncashed payroll checks, or refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. It's a secure website and takes only 30 seconds to search your name. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Jones and Keefe live at the Lobster Bar in Newport. It is a Greg Hill Road Show after show is how we're referring to it. I was just talking to Griffin Amon. You guys are at Old Orchard next week is where you're going next week.
Very nice.
We will not be tagging along for that one, but that'll be one to get on the schedule for sure. It gets rowdy on Thursday nights, I can tell you.
Yes, it does.
Gets rowdy.
Mm-hmm.
I would say less rowdy today, but very rowdy last night. So we're happy to be here. We're hanging out until 2 o'clock, taking all your phone calls, 617-779-7937 on the Patriots. And, well, some of the issues that we've seen thus far. I don't like how the offense has started training camp. We talked about this earlier, and I am a little leery about where things are going on that front. I'm not saying Drake May won't work out in year two. I'm not saying the Patriots won't be good in year two. I was just hoping for better reports and a better start.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I shouldn't say that I'm surprised, though, necessarily by it. You know, it's just it's another head coach. It's another offensive coordinator. It's a bunch of new teammates for Drake May. So it's year two. It is also May. I think overall, the talent on the defense is better than the offense, right? So these are just a bunch of either reasons or excuses you can make for why the offense doesn't look great right off the rip. And I just think it's something to obviously keep an eye on because you're going to have OTAs, you're going to have mini camp, you're going to have training camp, you're going to have the preseason. So it just sort of, you know, if this continues and we're talking about it weeks from now, you can't be like, oh, it came out of nowhere, right? You're just sort of like monitoring what's going on right now. It could be better, but that's also maybe for a coaching standpoint. You're like, all right, it started here. That's the baseline for this. And now every day we go forward, we got to at least show signs of progress.
Refresh my memory on your stance on McDaniels. You were in or out of McDaniels?
I was after they didn't get Ben Johnson as their head coach. I thought they could do a lot worse. You know,
I think that's a fair way to say it. They could have done worse. I definitely agree with that.
Upgrade from Van Pelt.
Upgrade from Van Pelt. I agree with that.
An obvious upgrade from Van Pelt, but
I didn't want this.
Yeah.
I didn't want this. And, I mean, look, you had to change the offense from a year ago. My dream scenario is Van Pelt actually stayed on but was a quarterback coach.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll play you another clip coming up from Tommy Curran later on, but he was on Afternoons yesterday, and he highlighted that Van Pelt really did all this work with May and his mechanics, and he can't call an offense. He doesn't have an imaginative offense, but someone being hands-on.
Yeah, QB coach.
With May, that would have been ideal, and just to keep some continuity. I get why Van Pelt wouldn't want to do it. I don't blame Van Pelt for leaving, but that would have been ideal. I just wonder if that's there with McDaniels. It's in his background for sure. He coached up Mac Jones his rookie year. It's the best Mac ever looked. Okay, so that's a check mark for McDaniels.
Yeah.
He also was the guy who was supposed to develop Jarrett Stidham. That was the plan after Brady. Jarrett Stidham, it never happened.
No.
He also coached Cam Newton, who was mostly broken. At the end, he struggled when he's gone other places to coach. So I just think there's a real mixed bag with Josh McDaniels and his track record, specifically with some younger coaches. I mean, for the most part, he was coaching Brady. As we came to learn, really anybody could do that.
No.
Bruce Arians could coach him for a year in Tampa. He can win a Super Bowl.
Win a Super Bowl.
Belichick did it. He had a million different offensive coordinators here. Like, pretty much anybody can do that. But when he got some younger quarterbacks, whether it was his first stint in Denver, whether it was his last stint in Vegas, whether it was little tiny looks at quarterbacks here
Sam Bradford
in New England
for a year.
Yeah, right, as an offensive coordinator, another good one.
Yep.
It's not a pristine track record, and I was not very on board with the hire. I agree they could have done worse.
Yeah.
I agree it's an upgrade on Van Pelt, but I going back to what we were talking about earlier, it's not very imaginative.
Well, it's like his – so, you're right. I mean, he's a guy – like, his non-Tom Brady resume isn't strong. His non-Bill Belichick resume is even worse.
That's true.
Because, like, a couple of the years you could look at it, you were like, oh, that actually wasn't too bad without Brady. But you'd still had the whole Patriots structure, the whole Patriots everything going on, and you could rely on Bill as, like, the head coach. So now he's going to rely on Mike Vrabel, which I don't think is the worst thing in the world. Like, right, that's – I think he's a good, solid head coach. But let's see what it looks like with – somebody else. So I think he could have done better. You know, I'm like a million other people wanted the Rams system, the Lions system, somebody from like an offshoot from one of those guys. They didn't do that. But I think he's at least popular enough and well-regarded enough in New England that if Drake May struggles, I don't think you're going to blame him. I don't think you're going to blame McDaniels. I don't think. I think he – don't you believe enough people think –
I mean, look, I'm going to complain about McDaniels, but right, I'll mostly complain about –
but, like, people – obviously, over the last 3 years, it was Van Pelt, nice guy, friend of the show, but it was – Jonathan Kraft himself was ripping him during the games. So, like, he was an easy guy to sort of scapegoat. The Matt Patricia debacle, we went from being mad at him to being mad at Bill for putting him in that spot.
Yep.
And then, like, Bill O'Brien couldn't salvage it. Like that. So those were, like, a three-year run. So the last time the offense had any semblance of success, it was McDaniels. And I think people will latch on to, all right, you got 10 wins out of Mac Jones, so you better be able to get that out of Drake May. And if you can't, then maybe that speaks more to Drake May.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, I agree with that. I'll look more at Drake May than him. I'm not going to not blame him for anything, but I never liked the hire from the start, so yeah. I'll definitely complain about it. But, no, it'll be more about Drake May. I can tell you one thing we resoundingly learned last night, Keith, beyond just how old I'm getting and how I can't bounce back from a night of drinking.
Yeah.
The Patriots are wildly popular, and there's a lot of anticipation. Like, how many people we were talking to last night, today, you know, I usually just, oh, hey, you like the show. Oh, hey, you don't like me. Oh, hey, whatever. Like, small talk.
Yep.
And then I usually like to go, well, what do you like to hear about? Like, what's the team you like to talk about and hear about? Almost universally, it was Patriots, which I guess shouldn't be shocking. I mean, football is very popular. The Patriots have been popular here for a long time. But it feels like that's back. And there's a lot of scrutiny that's going to come along with that.
Duck boats.
I'm not saying duck boats. I'm saying 9 wins, personally.
Yeah.
But there is a lot of hype and a lot of anticipation for the Patriots this year. Maybe because the Celtics are out. Bruins suck. Red Sox suck. So maybe that's why. But I was surprised to get almost universal excitement, but along with that is going to come scrutiny. If they don't hit the ground running, they're going to get scrutinized.
Well, I think there's finally some positive anticipation for like where they were the last couple of seasons. There's like a little bit of a hope with this team, and I do think it also helps.
People can feel the arrow pointing up. It feels like it can't get worse than last year. Right?
I think they hopefully that was it. That was bottoming out. The last 2 years, really, was back-to-back 4-1 seasons. That's bottoming out. It also works out for them that the other three teams are all arrow pointing down. One of them due to injury and now second apron tax, right, the Celtics. But they also got bounced early, so people are mad at them. The Bruins are a disaster. And then the Red Sox are maybe, at least to us anyway, a surprising disaster. So when you're looking
it's surprising
around,
to me, for sure. I know there's one texter every day who's not surprised by it. It's surprising to me, for sure.
Oh, so he'll hit his disaster.
He'll hit his under bet, and we're all happy about that. But I just feel like when you look around and you're like, all right, the Bruins didn't even make the playoffs, Celtics get bounced out early, and the Sox are trending towards missing it, it's the hope of, all right, in, what, 3 months from now, like these games are really going to matter, and we got a season again.
It's like almost by default.
Yeah.
And it's almost because there's a lack of anything else to get excited about.
Right.
Maybe that is the real answer.
Well, I mean,
I guess speaks more about the sports landscape than anything.
It does. I mean, if all four teams are bad, there's going to be still more attention on the football team. Right, they're just the way the sports are.
Yep.
But when they're the one trending in the right direction, I mean, that makes it a no-brainer. But you're right. Last night it was actually a combination. The two things you heard the most outside of comments about the program. Positive or negative? No, it would it, positive. Actually,
they were all
actually
like,
very positive.
They were all like, "Oh, you're Jones. Where's Keefe?" I mean, that was like a very consistent message. Like, they're like, "Where's Keefe?"
No, but it was like, "You think the pass is gonna be good?" And then it was like, "Sock, sock." It was like it was or yeah, no, like it was Red Sox.
AB.
Yeah,
one
of those two.
It's very accurate. 617-779-7937. I mentioned Tom E. Curran, his commentary on Drake May. We'll play you some of that coming up at 1 o'clock. More on Steph Diggs as well. But Friday, 12:45 means it's time for the Week in Review. We'll do that live from the Lobster Bar in Newport next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
No matter where you work from these days,
take Jones and Keefe with you on the Odyssey app.
Favorite WEEI. It's certainly been a week.
Yeah, why don't you feel him out here, Keefe?
Here's some of the best.
Get the chainsaw!
There's a whale at the compound! Get the chainsaw! Get everybody pile in the minivan, chainsaw. We're going!
And worst...
You guys were as bad as the announcers.
It's Jones and Keefe's Week in Review.
The guy sucks! Get him out of here!
On WEEI.
All right, what a week it has been. Final week of May... 2025, first road show for Jones and Keefe.
Spent a week in Newport one night, I'll tell you that.
Seriously.
How it's feeling.
Excellent. We had maybe earlier in the week perhaps one of the strangest kind of on-air arguments/fights.
Oh, it was good, though.
That I could think of. It was excellent.
It was
It was something.
Yeah. But after we play this, just think about, of all the different arguments you've gotten into, how strange this one truly was. But this was from the Greg Hill Show on Tuesday between one Courtney Cox and Chris Scheim.
I did receive a message saying that the real reason that Scheim only ate four pieces at the trading post was because before the trading post, he got copious amounts of Chick-fil-A. Now, this isn't the first time this has happened with Scheim. I believe it was at Apex where he didn't eat it all during the event and then right after went to Chick-fil-A and downed a lot of food. It's now clear to me that Scheim is a closet eater. We've done it to him. Right. It's our fault.
Your source stinks.
No, this source is as good as it can get.
Has Rich weighed in on Courtney's Pizzagate scoop yet?
Mm.
Ooh. Oh, he's going to take Scheim's side 1,000,000%. Those two are thick as thieves.
I got a text from Rich that said, and I quote, LOL, tough go for Courtney today.
How is this on me? It really should be Scheim's brother who DM'd me.
Throwing your source out there, huh?
Wait a second.
All right.
Wait a second.
The price of poker just went up.
Oh, my Lord. You are a fraud, my friend.
How would my brother know anything? He was working on Thursday.
No, your brother would know more than anybody.
Thank you. This wasn't just a Joe Schmo on the street who thought he saw Scheim. It was his brother.
So a lot in there. So basically what happened was.
So much. Honestly, Courtney, much meaner than I remembered. That was mean. Like, funny mean, but that was much meaner than I remembered.
You don't want to get involved in family business. So, no. One of Scheim's brothers DM'd Courtney and was like, he's eating a lot of Chick-fil-A. Which, on the surface, is such an outrageous statement.
Hey, by the way, I thought you should know.
My brother is shame eating
Chick-fil-A in his car.
She goes to the air with it. He's like, that's not true. And then she's like, your brother said
Let me tell you, this is rare. I'm not a journalist, Keith. I don't pretend to be. I know you're in the scoops game.
I do dabble.
But typically you don't want to give up your source.
You never do. Wiggy's this is a big proponent of
I'm
that.
Not going to say you never do because this was a rare case where I was very much swung by the revelation of the source.
But now I'm
very, very much swung.
So do you believe Scheim or do you believe Courtney?
I believe Courtney. Once I found the source.
No.
Once it wasn't just random DMs, I do believe
I don't know
Courtney
what Scheim's brother's now, Scheim angle is, but it's something, and so I don't trust it.
You don't trust him in Courtney's DMs.
He also knows that if you tell Courtney something, she'll probably report it.
Well, that's a good point.
So that's what I think he was doing there.
That's well, fair.
So anyway, and I even, not that this matters, and maybe he's just a good liar, but I did ask Scheim off the air.
Heard this.
I go, dude, I'm defending you. I'm like, did you eat the Chick-fil-A? He's like, no.
He was very adamant.
Yeah.
He was very adamant.
So, I don't know. Take that for what it's worth.
Now look at these road shows.
Chick-fil-A gate.
We didn't follow the Scheim approach. Like, you came in and you really, I feel like, got in on the end of the seafood tower last night. You got here a little later.
Yeah.
But you got in there.
I gobbled up.
You were like, why isn't this eaten? And you got it.
They're going to send this back? Like, I'll have this. Actually, speaking of Scheim, last night talking to different listeners, more than once I would be talking to one listener. Another guy would come in and be like, hey, nice to meet you. Is this Scheim? To like a random listener. And he's like, like twice. Is this Scheim? I'm like, no.
You look like a terrible golfer. Is this Scheim?
Yeah. And then also a couple times they'd meet me or they'd meet you, and then they'd look at like just another listener we're talking to, and they're like, are you somebody? And the guy's like, what? Like, I'm somebody.
I'm
a real person.
I'm a human being.
I'm an actual person.
Yeah, you got it.
I don't work for the station. All right, on Tuesday, it was a tier Tuesday. We were tiering cookout foods.
Nice.
So there's a little bit of that, but also I may have misspoke a little bit. I didn't mean to say what I said. Yeah, you remember this.
Give me that sausage, whether they be patties or links. Stand by that.
Yep.
Chips, pasta salad, watermelon, hard seltzer.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
Frisky. Grilled chicken, ribs, potato salad.
People are gonna have an issue with that tier.
Probably. Well, it's the rib hard.
People
I don't know. We need a. I'm not sure. We need a ruling on that.
It's
I think
a bodily function. I think it's okay.
Well,
what's the bottom tier?
Because I don't say hard O a lot, and then I kind of screwed up on that.
Yeah, it's all right.
Anyway, the trash tier would be kebabs, fruit salad, coleslaw, and lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can go check out the at Jones and Keefe on Twitter and Instagram. We have the whole tier there. You know what actually got the most pushback, surprisingly?
What?
Lemonade.
Oh, people like the lemonade.
People love lemonade. They were mad that we didn't have lemonade higher.
Interesting. Yeah, I threw it in the trash. I said it's for the kids.
I know.
Trash, yeah.
The Red Sox have had some pretty good lineups this week.
Yeah.
And they might all deserve this type of treatment.
Let's see. Today, Jaron Duran leading off, Rafael right. Devers hitting second.
Good start. That's a good start.
Willy Abreu batting third.
I mean, I don't love that, but keep going.
Marcelo Meyer hitting cleanup.
Good.
Our guy.
Yeah.
We love him. Let's ease him in.
No, let's
move. You need to save the season, Marcelo. No,
ping pong in between third and short and hit him cleanup, just like you were doing with Christian Campbell. I worked out so well with Christian Campbell.
That's true.
Let's do that.
Batting fifth. Nick Sogard.
Where's he playing?
This is the Red Sox lineup?
Yeah.
Worcester lineup.
These are the Blue Sox.
Sogard at first base.
First base. Okay, yeah.
Batting six, the shortstop. Oh, for his last 100, Trevor Story.
Yeah, but if you got 15 hits in a row and then went 0 for 99.
Batting seventh at second base. Also an automatic out, David Hamilton.
Seventh.
Batting eighth, your backstop. 0 for 200, Connor Wong.
No extra base hits.
And batting ninth, it's center field. Just a glove, Sadon Rafaela. That lineup is the pits. Wake me up when Devers or Meyer is up.
See the guy who tweeted at me last night? Maybe you were on it as well.
What'd he say?
He's like, I've been betting against Trevor Story. I'm betting under hits for Trevor Story for the last month.
Guy must be a millionaire.
Like, he's like, it's free money. I'm like, where was the heads up on this bet? I mean, I would have been betting this.
Oh, my God.
I would have been riding
Story
this.
Hits?
Yeah, let's get in.
That's the safest bet ever as he grounds out to short every time.
What do you think?
Or strikes out. He also strikes out.
Sucker's bet buying opportunity.
I think it's a buying opportunity.
It was not.
We were wrong.
I lost that
bet. Show went in on that.
Literally that day, I lost that bet.
Trevor Story's like, if nothing else. Although, through nine innings, no hit.
He had
so that's kind of not fair.
The extra innings, I do have a memo into one of the bet apps that it should count. It was in regulation. The bet should count. My favorite line in there when you were announcing the lineup is, just a glove.
He homered that night. We were way off.
We were right around three for four that night.
Yeah, we were terrible. Yesterday on the show, there was some breaking news in regard to a Sidney Sweeney-related item you can purchase.
Oh,
yeah.
This is pretty good news for all the creeps and sickos out there listening to this show. Sidney Sweeney.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, I got your attention, didn't I?
Okay, sorry. Hello. I was zoned out there.
Yeah, why don't you pay attention?
Hello.
Sidney Sweeney, the star of such films as Madam Web.
The goat!
Go on.
Maybe the goat.
Yeah, it might be.
She has decided to sell her bathwater in the form of soap. So it's not, you can't just get like a glass of it.
Right.
But they're going to take her bathwater.
Honestly, that sentence progressively got worse because I'm like, bathwater, yeah.
Sold.
Soap?
What would you do with
this? What I need with Paltrow, candle or this?
Well, I'm burning the candle while I wash myself. Can we convert that bathwater into toothpaste?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, once you boil that down, I'd imagine. Why not just sell the bathwater?
I don't know. You'd make a small fortune selling the bathwater.
Well, now I'm rubbing it all over myself, I guess. Is that why?
Just pour it on, it's over.
Like, cooking my spaghetti in it.
Like, and it's gone.
I mean, look, if she wasn't.
What are these creepos? What are they doing with it?
If she wasn't the goat before this, she's
the goat.
She's rocketing into goat status.
No, she's the goat. If you are one of these guys out there, please let us know what you're doing with this.
Can we get that sent to us before the jerseys?
We're way more likely to get Sidney Sweeney bath water soap than we are a City Connect at this point.
Nailed it.
It's true.
Enjoy your lunch, by the way, at the Lobster Bar. But yes.
And then afterwards, Nick was like, I looked up how much it costs.
Nick immediately did the most.
He's like, guys, you get a free sample.
The most show research he's ever done. Like, it was like instantaneous. He did the most work I've ever seen. He was deep in the weeds on that, yeah.
All right, lastly in our week in review, it is our brag of the week. I will say that this gentleman is the guy who gifted me a very special corn.
Back away. You get a brag of the week. It's a brag of the week. You don't back away from it.
He told us last night. Well, let's play this first, and then I'll tell you what he told me last night.
Been in the music industry for 33 years.
Sick brag, bro.
It was. He said that again. He did say that again last night.
He goes, I called you guys yesterday, and then he's like, I had it on like Twitch or YouTube, but it was like, I guess, slightly delayed. And he's like, so I was on the phone with you, but I had that on mute. And then he's like, I could see you guys laughing at me. I was like, no, we weren't laughing at you.
Well,
we were laughing
at I wasn't laughing. But yeah, he didn't like that we were snickering at his.
No, but we came through.
Brag of the week.
Oh, this is also.
We knew that was brag of the week in real time. That's why we were snickering.
I meant to bring this up earlier. Courtney actually correctly called you out for pulling a Breslow.
Oh,
so
yes.
Guy, Alan, he gave something to Courtney that was Taylor Swift related. He knows that I like the band Korn, so he gave me something Korn related. And he goes, hey, Jones, if you have a favorite band, let me know. And you were like, yeah.
And Courtney goes,
What's your favorite band?
Yeah, Courtney goes, it was a Craig Breslow moment where they put Craig Breslow on the spot. They're like, what do you like for music?
Oh,
he's like,
so
I don't know.
Many.
And so
I
then, this,
so much.
This is at dinner last night. Courtney called me out for this. And I whipped around the table real quick, and within like 5 seconds, everybody's
everyone
like, this is my band. This is my band. This is my band.
What's yours?
Yours is 311,
right? I don't really know.
You've had all night.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really. Like, there's no one I would want to see. I don't want
to. Like, Korn?
I don't.
Just say Korn?
I just
like,
pick
somebody else. Taylor Swift?
Korn? Definitely Korn. But, like, what am I going to do with a, for instance, the equivalent of a Spawn.
What are you not going to do with
autographed
it?
Autographed magazine. What am I doing with it?
You could read it.
I don't.
You could frame it. You could sell it. Do whatever you want with it. You don't know what you're going to get, though.
Giving it away on the show today, an autographed Spawn Korn crossover.
Didn't Courtney get, like, a pick? You could have gotten a pick.
I don't know. She
and a CD, like a signed CD, I think.
Yeah. You also got all that stuff sent to you yesterday. You did the unboxing on Instagram.
Yeah, I got a children's book, 60s, best of 60s
tape.
Music tape.
Yeah.
A cassette tape.
Yeah, yeah.
And a somebody else's keys. Just insane. There's a ton of keys on there, so somebody's missing like a CVS extra reward card.
I think it's for Keith's keys, I think is why that got sent.
I know.
That may or may not be a crime. I'm not actually sure.
I don't know what to do with them.
Yeah, I would check before you take those home.
Yeah.
That's the Week in Review every Friday here on Jones and Keith. It's always a week around here, and we review it every Friday. We are live at the Lobster Bar in Newport. It is a Greg Hill show, road show, after show with Jones and Keefe. We're hanging out for another hour. It's going to be a live grab bag. That'll be quite an experience.
Oh, yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.